Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
You're gonna want to see this. This is gonna be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice!
Oh, wow.
Nice, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Monday, everybody.
Nice. Yeah, it truly is a manic Monday because, wow.
Nice,
God,
nice, nice.
Don't
make me use this bell.
Oh. Amazing.
No.
How are you doing this morning, Dan?
I am just wonderful. How are you, Miss Corey?
I'm crazy as usual. Wow. Good morning. It's lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay. It's lunch with us.
I am, of course, Corey.
And I am Ginger. Every day.
Every day, all day.
Every day, all day. Yeah, baby.
Wow. Yeah, we were totally caught unawares then. We're sitting here going through the news and it's like, oh, it's actually time to do the news. Yay.
Yeah, it kind of snuck up on us. I was over there laughing about some funny stuff and not really paying attention. And then next thing I know, hey, 5 seconds till.
Oh, crap. 5 seconds. No, wait.
Do I have my story pulled up?
We are not ready. No, wait.
Monday catches us unaware.
Lovely. So, there's a lot of good stuff going on. Nothing terribly exciting, but good still. Still good. Yeah?
Yeah, not bad.
Go, did you go?
God. They've got some more on in my pocket, God. Yes,
pocket,
yes.
God in my
I know. All right, so Bolt Creative today announced that they'll be putting their fans to test their latest update for the best-selling title, Pocket God. Episode 37, The Moron Test. A dedicated crossover that pays homage to successful app, The Moron Test, which will include a new mini-game that utilizes the tricky wording from the popular brain teaser with a twist. This latest update also introduces a new island to the game, dubbed the Island of the Misfit Crossovers, and will be the basis for future crossovers planned.
Yay!
Episode 37, The Moron Pest, include a brand new mini game for fanatical deities to enjoy, similar to the runs previously.
No. Train wreck. Wow.
All day long. All right, so similar to the runs a previously introduced mini game. This latest challenge will have the player answering a series of questions similar to what is found in the Moron Test, as they try to outrun the turtle from the Moron Test by correctly answering the seemingly misleading Q&A. For every wrong answer they get, players will slow down, with enough wrong answers resulting in their demise. Players will also have to fend off rubber ducks as they try to get away from their pursuers, as well as a variety of other foe. Yes, this is from the lovely people over at Bolt Creative. I love y'all. Y'all are just hilarious. And this is Pocket God, and if y'all haven't played, you really should.
It is. It is very, very fun, addictive game. Yes, I must agree. Gosh, where to start? I'm going to skip the first story because I know Ginger's going to cut me if I take her story. So, I will start with some bad news. Those of you at work, be happy. Some more people lost their jobs this week. THQ Studio Australia has cut 14 employees, according to multiple reports over at Develop. The THQ Studio Australia has cut around 14 people from its art department. The reports are that these workers are not being given the option to find new positions elsewhere either. With this particular round of layoffs, the studio's headcount is around 60 employees still. This may be the result of THQ saying earlier this year that it was going to be less reliant of licensed children properties, which the studio had focused a lot of energy on in the past. He says, I love how they put quotes and they don't want to say who said it. Yeah, amazing. We have let 14 of our employees at our THQ Australia See, gingers are contagious. Australia Studio Go. And
my fault.
Normal course of business, we expect to adjust our workforce both up and down as required by project needs. That's from a company statement from no one in particular, cowards. Good luck, guys, in Australia. Again, we keep telling you, Texas is very happy to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And we love us some Aussies. And it's just like Australia here. I hear the climates are very similar. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of room here. We can put Australia in like one corner of Texas. Come on, plenty of room here. Come on.
Oh, yes. Come on, you Aussie boys, bring your accents.
Oh,
we'll
yes.
Be ready.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I do have some sad news. It's not nearly as bad as Corey's, of course, but I find it horribly sad. On the other hand, you know, you Euro people, y'all got to get me the hookup. All right, so we talked Friday about Ubisoft and their We Dare game. Well, it looks like they're only going to be releasing it in Europe because, you know, us North America people are just, you know, prudes and can't deal with this game.
We can't handle the truth.
We can't handle it. I want to handle it. That game looks hot. Yeah, so anyways, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. I love you guys over there. The saucy adult-themed Wii game that challenges couples to engage in some risky behavior to score points and get a little closer is apparently too hot for U.S. gamers. Yeah, while the reaction to the Wii Dare commercial was mostly disbelief, it'd be hard to say that journalists on this side of the pond found it offensive, silly, and a little too suggestive for our taste. Maybe, but inappropriate for America? No way.
Not even close. I want to play it.
Oh, yeah, I'll go play it with you.
Hey! Daytime!
That's bad for it. Okay, anyways, Ubisoft must have felt some embarrassment, they're saying, because, you know, the trailer was banned here in the U.S. and all that fun stuff. Which,
although we
know,
have it up on our site.
Yes.
You look very carefully, very carefully.
Yeah, so those of you, I love how they finish this, by the way, let me read this to you. The author goes on to say, so those of you looking to watch your friend's wife spank your wife or your girlfriend, we'll have to find another inventive way to make it happen. Sorry, guys. I don't see why they don't release it in the U.S. Bring it to the U.S. Come on, it really wasn't that bad. And the pole dancing one, that was just, come on, who doesn't want to see their husband do that? That's just hilarious.
Well, here is the beautiful thing about being a gamer is that we all have friends over the pond that will be more than happy to pick up a copy for us and drop it into their local post, is what they call it. Drop into their local post and send it right on over. So I'll be waiting for my copy.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are.
I'm going to Corey's house.
On over. Party at my house, we dare you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I will never say that again without the next part of that coming. Yeah. Well, and again, more bad stuff from us gamers. Over the weekend, I'm going to tie this into something that we saw on Kotaku. We also love them. We're frenemies with Kotaku, by the way. A young lady wrote an article. Lee, I forget her name. I want to say Anderson, who also runs a blog of her own. Posted up how something weird is going on with the community. And I, of course, posted a response because y'all know I'm everywhere.
I have no idea. This woman's everywhere.
Yes. So she posted how strange things are going on in the community. I said it's a result of some of you out there being a little stranger than you should be on the internet, thinking it's okay. And then that leads to the government attacking us, which leads to this next story. A Saudi man is accused of targeting former President Bush. He's been called a gamer. He was arrested for plotting to blow up former President George W. Bush's Texas home. And I want to point out, man, look, I live in Texas, okay? Don't do that. And other targets in America has been connected ever so slightly to the violent video games. The violent video games. He might have been playing Bejeweled for all we know, but particularly the Resident Evil series from Capcom.
I don't know about you, but Jewel drives me up the wall. So.
Yeah, I want to cut people's stuff. The 20-year-old chemical engineering student at Lubbock's South Plains College, described by authorities as a jihadist, pled not guilty to charges last Wednesday in a Texas federal court. The charge was attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. Can we just drop that? term, good God. According to an affidavit in the Northern District of Texas, Aldawarski, who came to the U.S. in 2008 on a student visa, had allegedly researched how to make a chemical-based improvised explosive device, also called an IED, online. The New York Post reports that he enjoyed watching video games from five titles in the Resident Evil series on YouTube information, the paper found while sifting through his blog.
He watched them, so somehow that's tied into him playing video games.
Okay, wait, now...
Somehow these videos made him go crazy.
Let's get a quote from him, because surely this is going to connect all the dots for us. Finished watching the Resident Evil remake game on YouTube today, and I'm glad to watch it because I like the Resident Evil games, and this is not my first time to watch the gameplay on YouTube, he wrote on his blog. In addition to the Resident Evil remake, I watched Resident Evil 3, Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 5, and I'm now watching Resident Evil Code Veronica. Now, the subtext that they're saying of this is, I watched it and I learned how to make a pipe bomb from it, and it made me very angry, and I think George W. Bush is a zombie and I want to kill him. That's what they got from it.
I think he's a zombie.
Because that's the only way you can connect the two of them. I don't believe. Oh, Jesus.
Seriously, people.
Anyway, if he's convicted, he will be sentenced to life in prison and $250,000 for the charge. And you can find this entire story over at Sci-Fi. www.sci-fi.com in their news section, or you can read it on Game Politics, whichever one you choose. Tell them we sent you. This is ridiculous, people. Every week we did something. There's no connection between those two things.
I know, but these people, they're dumb.
It's the equivalent of saying, I was watching Martha Stewart and how to make chicken legs, and suddenly I felt the need to go out and cut up people. Huh?
I don't know. I have no idea. I can't even see where they get from point A to point B. It's just like, I don't know. They're living in their own little universe or something.
It's like Salem witch hunt. If you don't float, you're a witch, but you're dead.
It's true. Oh, you people, you'll drive me nuts. Come on.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, gamers, we got to stop being lazy. We got to get up off our asses and go vote for some other people, because this is just retarded. Anyways, free stuff for the day. Nostalgia. Actually came across this while I was looking for cool stories. There is a free game out there right now called Nostalgia. It is kind of like, what do they call it? They said it was World of Warcraft meets Dragon Warrior 3.
Dragon Age? What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, kind of like 8-bit gaming. So anyways, I think y'all should go check this out if you're at work. It looks like a pretty work-friendly website, but it is a game. So silkgames.com/nostalgia/index. Yeah. So anyways, go out, check this out. It's a cool little game. It's by them. It's really awesome. And it's kind of neat. It is a RPG. It is, what else did they tell me? I had something else. Silk Games has developed Nostalgia, an 8-bit MMORPG. Sorry, I always want to say MMO, but it's not. An MMORPG offers you a chance to party like it's 1987 again, but with upgrades like customizable characters and, you know, the internet, which allows for online gaming. So that is pretty awesome. Head over there, check it out. I really like the video of it, which I'm going to make sure gets up on our website in a little bit.
Well, there's a lot of videos we put up this morning. Take a look at our channel. Yeah. Moved it up to the top, some of you.
A whole good portion of your day watching those.
Yes, because we got like 50. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have so much news. I don't know where to begin again. And some of it's pouring in through the mailbox. So I'm going to pop over to the mailbox for a second. Haha. And let's see. Let's find some good news for you guys in my mailbox. Let's see. Shoes for sale. No, that's not good.
That depends. What kind of shoes?
Oh, wait. We'll talk about those later. Ooh. Well, Reverb, who's also one of our favorite game companies, have added a ton of new game content. If I can get this particular press release to download for me, it's being crazy. Outlook. Lovely Outlook. Lovely. Okay, so Cedar Falls, Iowa. I love it. I love it because Iowa doesn't get any game love either. Has offered the world's first casino-themed MMO, offers even more ways to get the Vegas experience without ever wagering your real money.
Mm-hmm.
Casino-themed MMO. Casino-themed. This is from Phantom FX. They're a leading developer and publisher of PC-based casino and card game titles, announced another slew of updates to its casino-themed MMO called Real Deal Live, which will debut in March. The additions include a level cap increase, the ability to complete quests in a group, new adventure quests, and more, and will follow on the heels of last September's major batch of updates, which included all new Egyptian-themed floor featuring games and slots from 2010's Real Deal Slots, Mysteries of Cleopatra, and Real Deal Casino Valley of the Kings, which is and on some brand new additional achievements, some new prizes for gamers to win, and much more. This was constructed in full 3D, and Real Deal Live is completely virtual online community where gamers can socialize, place bets, experience the high roller life without ever wagering a dime. Yeah, right. Real Deal Live offers players the opportunity to take their character from a single tourist in a casino to one of the most powerful gamblers around. With Real Deal Live, players are given incredible casino quests, unique friendship opportunities, and the freedom to master their own gaming universe. I'm not seeing this as a safe thing. I don't know. If you're a gaming, a gambling addict, this is probably not a game you want to be playing. Excuse me, more updates to Real Deal Live are planned for the future as Phantom FX continues to craft it into a leading online gaming and social destination. For more information, you can pop over to realdealliveonline.com, get signed up, and please don't wager any of your real money, people. Please, we beg of you. We hate to see you without it. See, here's an incentive for you not to use your real money. You could lose your Xbox, your PlayStation, your Wii, your gaming PC, see?
No.
Or
you could keep those things.
Look, and worse yet, you could lose your lights and your internet connection and not be able to play with them. That's even worse.
No, I need that internet.
Every day, somebody calls during the news. Maybe it's Apple.
I don't know. Oh, that would be cool if it's Apple.
Okay, you do news. I'm going to find out who it is.
All right, I'll do that. All right, so I've just got a short little thing, but I may go ahead and do two since Corey's going to be busy. All right. I love GamePolitics.com, and today they have a cool little video from our good friends over at College Humor. You know those guys, the guys who can, you know, make you waste the whole day, you know, either staring at boobs or watching funny videos. Yeah, I only go there for the funny videos, I swear.
Oh, of course.
well, they got one up today called Girls Can Be Jerks on Xbox Live 2, you know. Oh, my God. All I have to say is just hilarious. All right. Girls Can Be Jerks on Xbox Live 2, you know, turns the tables on a male player as a gaggle of girl players treat him like a piece of meat. Yes. It's hilarious and most definitely not safe for work, but worth watching. Yeah, definitely don't go watch this if, you know, you got one of those prude bosses that doesn't want you to see crude humor, to say the least.
I love College Humor.
I love it. I laughed so hard. Oh, I would repeat some of it, but then Corey would fire me.
Oh, never, darling. Never. I'm sorry.
It is so good.
Watching too much Salon Takeover this weekend. Okay, I channeled Tabitha just then. Those of you who watch that show know exactly who I sounded like today.
Oh, and one more thing. If you're a stay-at-home parent, make sure the kids' heads are turned ears plugged because it's got some not nice things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it has some hot chicks in it.
Hey!
What?
Hey!
Guy's okay, too.
Hey! It's out of control.
Mm-hmm. All day long. It's Monday.
Well, every time. More staff cuts. Yay. Yeah.
Stop firing people, darn it. Get your business skills together. Make it work.
I don't know who to blame.
Don't do it over Facebook either.
Well. Well, it's not Facebook this time. It's LinkedIn. Oh.
Are you kidding me? Oh, what is wrong with you people?
Okay, they didn't fire them. They were laid off. Let me tell you who it is. It's United Front Games is cutting some of their staff. At least 25 employees have been affected. And it was confirmed by our friends over at Joystick, also our frenemies, so that a number of employees have been laid off, at least 25, maybe more. They don't have an exact number. What you're able to see on LinkedIn is, of course, they're changing their status. And entries are now, for the company, people are now past tense saying, Liz, you know, say, I don't want to say her name, Jamie so-and-so was animator at United Front Games. And there's tons of those now. We can very well go and count, but it's already morbid enough. And they also posted an official message at their company website that says, true crime, we're sorry we did not get the chance to complete this project with Activision. See what happens when one company goes down? But we understand why. We are both committed to doing quality games and nothing less. Maybe we will have a chance to work together in the future, but in the meantime, we're setting our creative sights on a different horizon. You can keep up with the latest developments at UFG here on our site. That is so sad.
That is horrible. That is horrible. And I just...
And there's a game that I really wanted to play that I'll never get to play. True Crime. I was looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. And I've already lost one of my favorite games of, like, all times this year. I'm a little bit upset about that.
Which one?
Stargate Resistance. Oh, I loved it. And the company, they tried. They got remade over, like, 3 times, and then it just finally closed. It's such a good game, though.
Well, you guys are laughing at the social games, but they seem to be coming out swinging while the rest of them are dying off, which is not something I want to see. I want all of them to succeed, so...
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I need my MMOs. I need my first person shooters, and I don't want to play them on Facebook.
Damn straight.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we were talking about gambling earlier. Well, it looks like you can gamble for a good cause. ISM is hosting their 4th charity poker invitational at GDC 2011. Interactive Studio Management, ISM, will host its 4th annual Invitational Charity Poker Tournament alongside the 2011 Games Developer Conference, with all proceeds benefiting Best Buddies California. A top-level game industry networking event, the previous ISM Invitational Charity Poker Tournaments have gathered an average of 160 players, spectators, and participating video game companies to raise more than $80,000 for charity. Well, I'm not usually going to, you know, say, hey, go out and gamble. This is, that's not something to sneeze at, as Corey's sneezing. ISM will hold a charity event on March 1st at City View, located at the top of the Metreon, and will allow a limited number of players to compete in Texas Hold'em for bragging rights and prizes. With a spectacular view of San Francisco, the event will also provide spectators a cash bar for those who wish to attend but not play. Spectators are encouraged to make a small donation to Best Buddies. So this is awesome. So what is Best Buddies? Because that's what I want to know about. Best Buddies California is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enhancing the lives of individuals with intellectual and developmental like. You know, I can't seem to talk today. Developmental disabilities, utilizing a global volunteer movement to create opportunities for one-to-one friendships, integrated employment, and leadership development. Targeting middle, high school, and college campuses and the workplace as its primary arenas, Best Buddies California strives to break down the social isolation that so often surrounds individuals with intellectual disabilities and provides environments where they can finally find their voices and allow their talents to shine. So if you want more information about them or, you know, if you just want to go ahead and give them a donation, head over to bestbuddiescalifornia.org.
No, and you can't make me.
You should. It's a good cause.
No. Well, some of you, are you a fan of Paranormal Activity? Have you seen that movie?
Oh, no, no, no. No, no. I'm a girly girl. I don't watch scary movies.
I'm a girly girl. I watch it. Anyway. Those of you who do like Paranormal Activity, more conference news, will be happy to know that Paranormal Activity Sanctuary, I can't talk, you know, all this lovely springtime sneezing, is saying they're going to turn San Francisco into a battlefield between good and evil during GDC. In honor of this week's game developer conference, Augmento, who is a geosocial augmented reality gaming company, is adding a city-specific layer to its popular location-based game, Paranormal Activity Sanctuary. Players in San Francisco will be able to participate in an actual good versus evil battle, turf battle. With characters from the game recruiting players at the conference to join their side as either one of the demonologists or the possessed. Currently, Paranormal Activity Sanctuary is a free-to-play mobile game for iPhone. It was inspired, of course, by the hit film franchise. The game integrates geosocial elements, augmented reality, and user-generated content to create a unique game setting where the player's hometown, office, or neighborhood becomes the front lines of supernatural conflict. That sounds so awesome. In addition... Yes, Augmento has placed real-world missions for players to explore at actual San Francisco haunted locations, providing them with additional spells and resources in their quest to dominate the city and other players in-game. Those who complete various missions will be rewarded with both virtual and real-world prizes, including Sit Down, Don't Hyperventilate, a Blu-ray DVD, merchandise, and, of course, some great game credits at the conference. Brian Seltzer, who's the president and co-founder of Augmento, is quoted as saying, "We're excited to show how our game can bring actual locations alive, or even a local on even a local level in a city such as San Francisco." He says, "We had a great time adding missions in the game based on real haunted locations in the city, including Alcatraz and the Curran Theater." Oh, I would so love to go do that. Again, Paranormal Activity Sanctuary is currently available for download for free on the Apple iTunes Store. I think that is awesome. I love games like that. That forces you to get out and move around in your neighborhood and walk and get some exercise. Love it.
Yes, that does sound awesome. I actually like that.
But you won't play. You're just scared.
Ghosties, they might get me.
The ghosties can't harm you.
Yeah. No, see, I like going to those haunted places and everything, but I do not watch scary movies. It's not happening, so.
Oh, I love me a scary movie. You know, and actually scare me is probably why I don't mind watching them.
All right, so I've got a new game out for the DS, Monster Buster Club for the DSiWare release. Fans of the popular animated TV series Monster Buster Club rejoice. The latest title from NordCurrent lets the players have fun as many of four NBC characters in this exciting new game designed for Nintendo DS. Monster Buster Club is available to download for a price of 800 Nintendo DSi points in North America and will be available in Europe on the 4th of March. For those unacquainted... I cannot talk. I need more oxygen. For those unacquainted with the hit TV show... it is a series produced by Marathon Animation, Totally Spies, Galactic Football, and follows the lives of four not-so-ordinary school kids who lead a secret double life defending a single town from aliens. Victoria Trofimova, director of NordCurrent, says, "We are very excited to bring these hit animated series to gamers all over the world. We tried to recreate NBC Universe as precisely as possible, and we are confident that we have achieved that." The Monster Buster Club takes place in a perfectly recreated single town and is packed full of puzzles, heart-pounding action, and troublemaking aliens to bust. The gameplay combines action, racing, puzzle-solving, and shooting, and it requires you to jump, climb, balance, race, and shoot your way to victory in an adventure of epic proportions. All right, so you want to find out more, you want to see it, you can head over to nordcurrent.com, N-O-R-D, current, C-U-R-R-E-N-T.com, or you can find them on Facebook, facebook.com/nordcurrent. They're also on Twitter, so look them up.
Well, you indie developers, be happy about this next little bit. Indie license plan for infringe. Let's try that again. Independent game developers can now license the popular Infringe tool at a reduced cost. This comes from Austin, Texas. Did we not tell you we are the center of the gaming universe now? From Pixelmind, Inc. has announced a new independent game developer pricing and licensing plan for its popular Unreal Engine 3 tool, Infringe, to be used with Epic's Unreal Developer Kit. The $249 InFringe Indie License grants the developer full use of the InFringe product to develop a commercial gamer application using UDK. And we are aware we're still talking, and we are probably going to shut off on some of you here. But keep listening. Sorry, no break today. See, lots of news for you. Pixel Minds creative director Bill Money said, "We are indies ourselves, so we know the financial struggle it takes to get a game, make a game, game dream a reality. Our new license model brings an extremely valuable tool to indie developers with a very low upfront cost." They were also recognized as the best tool winner in Epic's 1 million Intel Make Something Unreal contest. InFringe also includes the first Unreal Script source-level debugger to successfully tie in the familiar Visceral Studio experience. It includes support for three breakpoints, steppings, local, user watches, the immediate window, and quick watch window. You can find out more about this if you understood all that. Some of you didn't. If you didn't, you're not a game developer or you're not into it. But game developers out there can check it out at pixelmindgames.com/InFringe. Should we take a break, or should we just go on about our business today? Since we're already into our non-streaming portion.
I need a break. I gotta get breath.
Okay. We'll give you some very long crowd cheering. Maybe that'll help. Ah,
yay.
Break.
Yay
for the news. Was that long enough to give you to catch your breath, Jen?
Yes, yes, I do think it is. Yes.
Lots of news today.
So much news. It is crazy, people, just crazy.
Well, they've been complaining they're not getting enough news, so what can we say?
You know where else I know it's pretty crazy right now?
Where?
Japan.
Oh, again?
Oh, yeah, the Nintendo 3D handheld went on sale in Japan today.
Yay! Oh, 3DS? 3, yeah.
Nintendo's latest game machine offering glasses-free 3D images went on sale in Japan on Saturday. So this actually happened Saturday.
Oh, this
is today. So they've had it for a couple of days.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Looks like the Nintendo 3DS, which cost 25,000 yen, which is $300 in U.S.,
holy crap.
Goes on sale in Europe on March 25th for €250 and arrives in the U.S. on the 27th for $250. So this is crazy. So it went on sale Saturday, which was what, the 26th? Yes, the 26th.
So, yeah, we'll have to see what the sales figures are for you.
I was looking for that. I didn't actually sell. Oh, wait, yes, I did. Nintendo 3DS sells 400,000 in Japan. Oh, and already the R4 is hacked. Oh, yeah. Imagine that, right? Yes, they're saying it looks like the Nintendo 3DS isn't having trouble finding buyers in Japan. Well, no kidding. Everybody's been looking for this. You know, a handheld, you don't have to have funky, goofy-looking glasses for 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gamers essentially exhausted Nintendo's initial shipment of 400,000 units.
Wow.
Yeah, that is crazy. Nintendo is planning to ship 1.5 million systems in Japan and 4 million worldwide by the end of the fiscal year, March 31st. RDS 3DS hacked with the R4 card? Yeah. What's the world's... I like this. What's the world record for the fastest hacked handheld? Well, I have no idea, but 24 hours sounds like a contender.
Oh, that's going to the Guinness book that we have out just for us.
A hacker group finagled a DS flash cart to run on the 3DS just a few hours after launch using an R4 card. Assuming the information on the video is dependable, we're still talking strictly DS here. 3DS games remain untouched.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is crazy, but awesome. So, all right, well, not so much on the hacking part, but on Nintendo's part, way to go for selling out so quickly. That is...
I wish I could say I was surprised, but
no,
when it gets here, then
it's
going to get worse.
I've got friends of mine whose kids are just dying already. You know, they just got their new DS for Christmas.
Forget the kids. I want one. Forget the kids. I need one. We need one.
No, we're talking about you. Send us some.
Give us love, Nintendo. Give us love.
And she wants hers to smell like peaches again. Thank you.
Oh. I want it. He wants it precious. Well, you guys have been hearing all the buzz surrounding Dead Island. Well, you were seeing the trailer. A lot of you were asking, the music is so cool. Where can I get it? Well, we can tell you where you can get it. Off the iTunes store. The popular original music composition from Dead Island's blockbuster announcement trailer was released on the iTunes store today. It was produced by Savalias. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. The Dead Island trailer theme is also by Gilles Lam. Gosh, with the French. Featuring Myri Campbell, Peter Nicholson, and Guido de Groot. Was a perfect musical accompaniment to the emotional, haunting trailer. Due to unprecedented demand, the theme, of course, is now available for purchase because you guys wanted it. I love that. If you're not familiar with Dead Island, if you're not understanding what we're talking about, you need to check it out. You can check out the trailer. You probably found it on our site somewhere. Dead Island is the upcoming gruesome zombie slasher by renowned developer Techland. Combines first-person action with a heavy focus on melee combat, character development, and customization of a vast array of weapons. All these gameplay features are presented in a dark story inspired by classic zombie movies with a gritty and engrossing campaign that can be played with up to 4 players in co-op mode, just like Left 4 Dead. It's also set in an open tropical island. Hordes of different festering zombies await players around every corner while you embark on a variety of thrilling missions through the holiday resort. With firearms and ammunition being scarce, like Fallen Earth, the player must rely on utilizing found items as weapons for self-defense and fight off zombie hordes in intense melee combat. A diverse range of items can be collected and will later serve to transform the player's ordinary makeshift weapons into serious instruments of destruction. Again, Dead Island will be released worldwide for PlayStation 3, Entertainment System, and Xbox later this year. We don't have an exact date yet, but you better believe as soon as we know. Yeah. You can also visit their official website, deadisland.com, on Facebook, Dead Island Game, and, of course, Twitter, Dead Island Game. I cannot wait to play this.
All right. Gameloft. Looks like the leading developer and publisher of digital online games announced today a long-term multi-platform licensing agreement with Epic Games Incorporation. This is going to enable Gameloft to incorporate Unreal Engine 3 in 4 new games, 2 to be released in 2011 and 2 in 2012. Julian Fournile, Vice President of Production at Gameloft, says Gameloft is very pleased to partner with Epic, especially with their ability to stay ahead of the curve and continually place the best game engine technology in developers' hands at any given point in time. Using Unreal Engine 3 allows us to push game visuals with remarkable lighting and high-fidelity environments. We are confident that players will enjoy the games powered by Unreal Engine 3. Mark Ryan, Vice President of Epic Games, says there's no doubt that the 4 games running on Unreal Engine 3 will be visually stunning and take advantage of the powerful mobile gaming devices. We are thrilled to provide our technology to Gameloft and look forward to a lasting collaboration. Under the agreement, Gameloft plans to release games on multiple mobile and downloadable platforms, including iOS, Android, PlayStation Network, and set-top boxes.
Uh-oh. See, that's where the fight's coming.
Mm-hmm. Because those are those new TVs with games built in, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
It's going to be ugly.
I can't imagine buying a TV just for the game. That's just, I don't know.
Some people will.
But they said the same thing about the interwebs.
We'll wait and see. I'm worried about that. Anyway. Did I interrupt your story, Ginger?
No, that was it.
No, I guess it's talking. Okay. UK games industry. More interesting news. We don't really. I'm trying to see if I can read this. I can't read it, so we'll probably just post it up for you. Some of you got. Okay, well, I can kind of read it. This actually came out in the newspaper over in the UK. Ah, yes, thank God for Zoom. The title of the article is called It's Taxman's Call of Duty to Give Us a Lara Help. And we'll post up a picture of that for you. You have to see the the artwork amazing. Basically, the article says the games industry leaders are calling for the government to bring in a promised tax break. This is over in the UK. Labour unveiled plans last March for tax relief on games development to help software houses, but this was axed in the coalition gamer government's emergency budget back in June. Here, the leader of trade body TIGA is explaining why tax incentives are vital, and this was written by one Dr. Richard Wilson. Again, I will post this up for you, and hopefully you'll be able to see it and zoom in on it and read it. It's a very interesting article, and of course, we need to be paying attention because it can happen to us. And just to give you a hint of what the article is about, it says the global market for video games will grow from $32.5 billion in 2009 to $53.8 billion in 2014. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're talking about, of course, Grand Theft Auto, which is not, a lot of you don't know, it's not an American-made game. It actually is made in Scotland, and it's one of the biggest selling games of all time, Grand Theft Auto, and that's one of the reasons I absolutely adore it. It wasn't made here, and they did such an accurate depiction even of our culture, and not even being from here.
I don't know if that's amazing or sad.
Well, no, I mean, not just the killing parts, but things like, and I'm still trying to get Ginger to play. There's so many layers to GTA that, you know, it can't be covered by saying it's a shoot 'em up and steal car game. There's the radio stations that they put into the game. There's comedians. There's things along the streets, people talking, street slang from, you know, rockers to hip-hop people. I mean, they did such an accurate depiction of American culture. It is utterly amazing. Not the killing. Well, the killing is part of our culture, too, unfortunately. But considering they're from Scotland and to put together this amazing game. I put it to you this way. You guys may have heard me say this before. When Hurricane Ike hit Houston, none of us had internet or telephones. We were pretty much living in like a third world country, but I had electricity. And how I kept busy was playing GTA, watching the television network inside GTA, because we had no TV. We couldn't watch TV. And we sat and watched the television shows in GTA for hours, and they were hilarious. And I would never guess, if I didn't know already, that these people were not Americans. Amazing. So they need some tax breaks. If you won't give them to us, we'll take them. Rockstar, mm-hmm. I got room. My backyard is big enough to build a studio in. Go right ahead.
You can bring your accents right on down here. We'll
yes.
bring you in, along with the Australian guys.
Oh, we love some Scottish, Australian, and UK boys.
Yes, you all have to wear kilts when you come, okay?
Real kilts. Now, you know the business. You know what we mean when we say.
We're going to need proof. I'm going to mirror on my shoe, okay?
Talk checks. Okay. Okay, we got 2 minutes before they kick us off of BT.
All right, well then, yeah, I want to talk about Paradox real quick. Rise to power in feudal Japan with your samurai family in the epic grand strategy Sengoku, wash blood with blood, ancient Japanese proverb. Paradox Interactive, who we love so much and they're so good to us,
yes.
They are proud to announce their newest internally developed game, Sengoku, a grand strategy title for the PC set in the 15th century feudal Japan. There's even a trailer, which we'll make sure we'll get up on the site in a little bit. In this deep character-driven strategy game, you play as the head of an illustrious samurai family. The year is 1467, and civil war has broken out. The authority of the Ashigaka shoguns has collapsed, and is every man for himself in the province. Honor and duty vie with survival and survival in the delicate dance of power, conquest, and betrayal as you attempt to unite the land of the rising sun through a combination of deal-making with foreign powers, sending your powerful samurai armies into battle against your enemies, and unleashing the shadowy ninja clans under the cover of darkness to assassinate your rivals. So that actually sounds kind of cool. If you want to find out more, looks like you can check it out on facebook.com/ Sengoku, Sengoku game. Oh, they also have a Twitter, which is Sengoku game. But of course, I'm pretty sure you can head over to their actual paradox.com and check it out. Paradoxplaza.com. My bad. There we go.
Oh, they're going to get us for that.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, paradoxplaza.com. These guys have some amazing games. Go check them out.
Indeed, they do. I'm addicted to that. When we were playing a couple months ago, I had to stop playing. you know, we used to defend the kingdom.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I love it when it talks back. Okay.
Boy, I love you.
Sean Bowman. Remember, you can find this and other news on our website at GamerNetwork.com or GamerGirlsRadio.com for Lunch with Ginger and Corey Page. And we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow with more news than we can probably handle.
Oh, before you
oh yeah, definitely leave a comment on the forum. Oh, time to go.
Go.
Take it down.